healthy youth, I underscore, healthy youth face high heart disease risk, according to a new study from Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada. Dr. Dworkin, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So tell us about this.
Well, this was a study done by Dr. Eric LaRose. He's an interventional cardiologist in Quebec at Laval University. And what he did is he was one of the physicians who originally determined that it's not only the conventional risk factors for heart disease, you know, smoking, increased blood pressure, diabetes, family history of heart disease, and elevated cholesterol levels that are contribute to heart disease risk, but there is an independent risk factor that we know that does this as well, which is the amount of what we call visceral fat. That is the fat that's in the abdomen that coats the internal organs, so that coats the liver, the heart, kidneys, I mean, all the organs in the abdomen. And this particular type of fat is very different from what we see in our legs or on our arms, in that it's almost as an independent organ in and of itself. It produces various compounds that contribute to heart disease. It contributes to eventually clogging of the arteries in the heart. And so the more visceral fat you have, the more your waist circumference increases. That is, the size, the circumference around the area halfway between sort of your hip bone on the side and the bottom edge of your ribs, in between that area when you measure around, that's considered the waist circumference. In this particular study, these were young people, 18 to 35 years of age, equally male and female, 168 of them, who had no history of heart disease, diabetes, they didn't smoke, they didn't have elevated cholesterol, and they didn't have high blood pressure. So none of the risk factors of heart disease. But they did MRIs on all these individuals as well, and they found that many of them had already increased levels of visceral fat in their bodies. Even though their body mass index may have been relatively normal, their waist circumference, which matched up with the visceral fat, was increased. And so this was simply a study to really see, you know, what are some of the other factors that we may not be recognizing earlier on that in later in life we know will contribute to heart disease? And that's essentially what they found, is that many young people have increased waist circumference. And so the bottom line to this is that when you go see a physician for a checkup or just, you know, a cardiac assessment, having a waist circumference done, and normally for men it's 102 centimeters or 40 inches or less is considered to be normal, and for women 88 centimeters or 35 inches or less is considered to be normal and reducing your risk of heart disease. And I think that's essentially the message, is that you may look okay, you may be doing everything you seem to be doing all right, especially as a young person, but the early stages of heart disease, which is still the number one killer in the country, is sort of festering at an early age.
All right. Thank you, doctor.